SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
仲好记得我朋友收到通知，知道自己即将考澳洲入籍试嘅时候，同我分享咗一种好矛盾嘅心情。对于想长期居住喺澳洲嘅佢嚟讲，这个会系好重要嘅一步。但系同时对英语能力冇信心嘅佢，又担心对住试卷个脑一片空白。当时佢只能靠自己埋头苦读，但今日开始 SBS 广东话嘅学英语系列，一路同你学英语，一路同你温习澳洲入籍试，希望陪伴你渡过呢关。在接下来的这四集里面，我们都会有邀请到 Derek 和 Hayley 来到和我们一起考下试，温下书的。时间又来到学英语的澳洲入籍考试系列的第三部分，继续邀请到 Hayley 和 Derek 和我们去分享澳洲的政体和法律在入籍考试当中的内容的。咁呢一集嘅内容就可能会比较艰涩少少，就涉及到澳洲政府体制啦，同埋运作嘅一啲词汇嘅。Hayley 同 Derek， 你哋知唔知公投嘅英文系乜嘢咧
？Referendum 啊
，referendum， 冇错啦，公投嘅英文系 referendum。咁其实公民咧系被要求强制投票噶，英文咧就叫做 compulsory voting。
我哋而家听下英文点讲。
In this country, we have compulsory voting. This means that all citizens who are aged 18 or over must vote in federal, state, and territory elections and in a referendum.
For example, one question could be, is voting in Australian elections compulsory?
Of course, the answer is yes.
咁澳洲人民咧就可以透过全民公投咧去修改宪法嘅，就全民公投咧系需要呢个双重多数嘅，唔知你哋有冇听过 double majority？
我哋而家听下英文点讲。
For a referendum to be successful, we must have a double majority. This is when at least 4 out of the 6 states and more than 50% of citizens give a yes vote.
咁就即系咧，修宪嘅时候咧，系要经过多数州嘅选民同埋全国嘅选民多数同意，即系 double majority 先至可以通过嘅。咁你哋有冇投过票咧？
有，
有。
投票之前会一段时间会，你会收到好多嗰啲leaflets 啊，或者喺街度有人派嗰啲 leaflet 俾你睇啊，叫你投边个啊咁样啦，咁就会知道嗰啲候选人嘅一啲资料。
即系信箱会收到一啲候选人 send 嚟，就可能因为我哋住喺一个比较多 Asian 嘅区，跟住可能佢都会搞啲即系可能新年嘅活动啊，跟住叫你嚟支持下咁嗰啲小活动咁咯。
咁你哋对于澳洲即系强制公民投票呢一个措施咧，其实同唔同意噶？有啲咩谂法啦？因为其实好多其他地区都唔会强制性投票噶嘛。
系啊，香港都唔会啊。
但系呢边反而咧唔投票系会罚钱咯。
我谂即系如果佢强制性嘅话，同埋如果有个罚款，咁可能都会逼到啲人 at least
投票
知多啲，即系可能都睇下少少资料啊，跟住有佢哋自己嘅谂法咯。
咁你哋去投票之前都会去睇下啲资料啊，咁样会唔会了解一下先啊？
其实都好片面咯，唔会好深入去了解，真系每个候选人佢嘅想法啊，系会点样做啊，就好少。
咁去到下一题咧，香港人咧听到应该会唔陌生，因为澳洲嘅政府都系三权分立嘅。我记得以前喺香港读香港嘅体制嘅时候，亦都会读到呢一个部分。咁你哋知唔知澳洲政府系边三权分立啊？
我哋不如听下英文点讲。
These are different levels of power that control the government.
Under the Australian Constitution, there are 3 arms of government.
There is the legislative power, which makes laws.
Executive power, which carries out laws.
And the judicial power, which applies laws.
司法
系有司法，
立法
系
行政。
啱啦，冇错，啱晒。咁澳洲宪法系啦，就会将政府嘅权力分为 legislative 立法啦、executive 行政啦，同埋 judicial 司法嘅。咁就以免所有嘅权力都集中喺一个人或者个别嘅群体手上啦。咁你又可唔可以解释到呢三个嘅三权分立各自会做啲乜嘢咧？
司法 主要是去研究一些法律制定。
这个是立法的、那个。
哦，这个立法，司法就去執行的。
是啦，没错。司法就是去執行和去釋法的，然後行政
不就很清楚，
其實他就是執行過法律的權力咯，即是包括總理啊，即是一些政府的部長和總督這樣咯，這些行政機關。那我們去到澳洲聯邦政府呢，就是由聯邦的國會議員組成啦，就有兩院的，你們又知不知道是哪兩院啊？
參議院、眾議院。
是啦，沒錯，眾議院就是 The House of Representatives 啦，然後參議院就是 The Senate。咁喺聯邦嘅選舉當中咧，澳洲公民咧就會投票選出各院嘅代表嘅。咁咧，你又知唔知三級嘅政府分別係啲咩？咁我哋頭先有講到聯邦國會嘅，咁但係下面仲有再細分嘅兩個級別嘅政府。我哋而家聽下英文點講。
There are three levels of government:
Australian government, state and territory governments, and local governments.
These are all responsible for different services.
有冇印象？
同埋市政府
系啦，冇错。哎，好好啊，就系、是、州同领地议会啦，同埋市议会。咁就系、是、联邦国会就叫 The Australian Federal Government 啦，州同领地议会就系 State and Territory Governments， 咁市议会就系 Local Governments 嘅。到时候喺个 Citizenship Test， 大家都会系用英文答翻嘅。咁澳洲咧亦都有法院同埋警察去执行法律嘅。我哋而家听下呢一句英文点样讲。
The High Court is the highest court in the Australian judicial system. A magistrate is a judge who works in a lower court.
They make decisions on legal matters. And if a person has broken the law, they decide what penalties they should have.
你哋知唔知 jury 呢个字系咩意思啊？法院入边系啦，陪审团。讲翻呢个澳洲嘅司法制度咧，咁法院喺某一啲案件入边咧，就只用到陪审团去决定一个人系咪违法嘅。咁陪审团咧负责喺法院裁定被告有冇罪啦，同埋由全体嘅民众入边咧随机选出一啲澳洲嘅公民组成嘅。咁法官就会向陪审团去解释法律啦。咁喺罪案审判入边咧，如果陪审团裁定一个人有罪咧，法官就会决定刑罚噶啦。咁呢一集咧又去到呢个小测试部分。
Which of these is the role of the Governor General? A. The appointment of the state premiers. B. Signing all bills passed by the Australian Parliament into law. C. The appointment of the head of state.
B.
The correct answer is B. The role of the Governor General includes signing all bills passed by the Australian Parliament into law.
Next question.Which arm of government has the power to make laws? A. Legislative power, B. Executive power, or C. Judicial power?
A.
The answer is A. Legislative power is the power to make and change laws.
Who is responsible for building permits and social planning? A. The Australian government, B. State and territory government,C. Local governments.
C.
The correct answer is C. Local governments are responsible for building permits and social planning.
Next question is, what do we call a proposal to make a law in Parliament? Is it A. A vote, B. Bill, C. Ballot?
B.
The correct answer is B. The proposal to make a law or change an existing one is called a bill.
剛才都已經講過曬啦。
好，
又係全中。
今集時間就差唔多啦，我哋下一集會再睇下入籍考試嘅其他部分。